The French director Louis Malle, who died in 1995, was among the most popular of all foreign filmmakers. Four of his most famous movies have been released on DVD by Criterion: Elevator to the Gallows, his first feature, and a new box set with Murmur of the Heart, La Comme Lucienne, and Au revoir les enfants. Our critic at large, Joan Power, says that watching these films years after their release made him see Malle in a different way.
The first Louis Malle film I ever saw was The Lovers, starring Jean Moreau as a bored wife and mistress. Although I was in college and should have found her story très sexy, I just thought it was no good. Slick, trendy, and faintly loathsome. It seemed vacuous compared to the bold work of the auteurs I was discovering at the same time: Bresson, Godard, Antonioni. I decided on the spot that Malle was third rate, and I carried that perception with me for decades, even when I saw films of his that I loved, like The Fire Within and Atlantic City. But one invigorating thing about the DVD explosion is that you get to re-examine your clotted old judgments in a whole new historical light. And that's just what I've been doing with Malle, four of whose movies have just come out in extremely good transfers, complete with Criterion's usual battery of top-notch extras. A precocious talent, Malle always possessed a polished technique that gave his work a high sheen, but often muffled real emotion like a coat of shellac. You can see this in the DVD of his first film, Elevator to the Gallows, an amusingly shallow thriller about adulterous murder that he made when he was just 25. The movie won scads of French prizes when it came out in 1958, and it's easy to see why. This briskly told story boasts obvious virtues: a finely etched turn by Moreau as a wayward wife, knockout photography by the great Henri Decaille, and a very cool score by no less than Miles Davis. Born into privilege, Malle was never any kind of revolutionary, artistically or personally, unless being a lady killer counts as revolution. But he was one of those well-born souls who loved to nibble around the edges of respectable middle-class existence. He was drawn to the perversity, pettiness, self-destructiveness, and yearning for transcendence that keep bubbling up in ordinary life. This fascination took potent form in two films from the early 1970s that could hardly be more different. With its autobiographical overtones, Murmur of the Heart is one of Malle's most enjoyable films. Set in 1954 Dijon, it explores the coming of age of one Laurent Chevalier, a brainy, willful 15-year-old who drinks, smokes cigars, visits a brothel with his chortling brothers, and has a brief incestuous encounter with his freewheeling, sensuous mother, wonderfully played by Léa Massari. These days, such behavior would be treated as a cautionary tale. But what makes this movie so memorable is its refusal to moralize. It's the warmth, humor, and delicacy with which Malle treats Laurent's seemingly shocking story as something affirmative, a search for selfhood and freedom far different from the child prostitution in his later, more compromised film, Pretty Baby. Played for charm, Murmur of the Heart seems a million miles away from Malle's next feature, La Comme Lucienne, whose hero, or anti-hero, is a young French peasant boy who becomes a Nazi collaborator, tracking down and torturing people for the Gestapo. From the moment it came out in 1974, this film was branded a portrait of the banality of evil. And though it does suffer from some duff performances and bouts of sluggishness, it grapples with something that very few films have ever tried to explore: the narrow horizons and impoverished sense of self that lie at the heart of fascism. In fact, it's a far more original look at France during the occupation than Malle's later more popular Au revoir les enfants, a sentimental, slightly prettified Holocaust movie that plays to obvious emotions rather than taking us into new territory. Of course, the gap between these pictures is not surprising, for one signature of Malle's career is that it's so shockingly uneven. Something of a man about town, he lacked the solid core and steady vision you find in the greatest artists. The director who could harrow you with The Fire Within, a riveting tale of suicide, would then crank out Viva Maria, a groaning slapstick romp that slips on its own banana peels. The director who could delight you with Atlantic City, with its magisterial performance by Burt Lancaster, could just as easily fall into the thudding incompetence of the mirthless comedy crackers. But consistency isn't everything. And looking back on Malle's career with older, more forgiving eyes, I realize that he made 7 or 8 films that really are well worth seeing. Which of today's filmmakers could you say that of? Indeed, watching Malle DVDs in our current, less ambitious film culture, where last year's biggest foreign film was a documentary about penguins. I've got to say, Louis Malle looks a whole lot better to me now.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.